Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a couple that just experienced their first flash. You know, and let a busboy feel his wife up. I could be reading from a man that got invited to a party. Well, a masturbation party, but not the one you're thinking of. All night, he got to watch women masturbate, but not allowed to touch himself. I could be reading from a woman who surprised her lover while he was on a Zoom call. She invited a nice, friendly woman over to make out while he was on a Zoom call, and there was nothing he could do about it, so he had to watch every naughty, dirty detail. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or just feel free to say hello, you can email them to Nikki at nikki@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession, question, or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content, or racial slurs, will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, I know I'm late. It's been a, if you're not a subscriber, you learned on Monday, I was completely sick. I came back, had an amazing time at the PX party in Little Rock, and then got sick. I did nothing but sleep, had a little food, then sleep, then, I mean, all week long. I really just am now, and I'm still husky, or as Mr. Darcy likes to say, very husky, very, I don't know. He likes my voice like this. I refuse to stay like this, though. However, but it's one of my favorite traits of the winter, as we all know. When I get a little sick as I'm getting well, my voice drops a little more deeper octaves. So to me, it sounds like Marge Bouvier's sisters. To him, it sounds like pure silk porn, apparently. So we'll go with that, maybe. So for, like I said, the people that aren't subscribers, I had an amazing time. If you are ever in the Little Rock, Arkansas, or Arkansas area, and you have an invitation to go to a PX party, hands down, do it. They don't just do hotel parties or club parties. I got to talking to the owner. Amazing person. I met him and his wife. Amazing couple. Completely nice. Felt safe the whole time. They have security. Security was all around the place. I mean, it was, they were visible and not, which I liked. So I had one with me at all times, or in the vicinity of me all times. So that was, I liked that as well. But the party at the club was just any other normal club party, though. What I thought was interesting, and I wish I could remember the bar, I guess if I scrolled through my pictures right now, I could. It was in the basement of like a pub. So it was very pubbish, not your typical club is what I had in my head. I had a picture of, actually, I'll be honest, I had a picture of Saturday Night Fever club in my head. And I heard we were going to a club and we were in a pub basement with, It was, they served food and alcohol. And this is the first time I ever had Las Vegas bombs that were bought for me. Oh, and lots of tequila shots were bought for me. That's probably why I actually got sick that weekend, but was bought so many drinks. The alcohol staved it off till like Sunday night, Monday morning. Anyway, but that party was amazing. I had an amazing time, met some great people. Fast forward, nothing really happened on Saturday morning. I did some light work behind the scenes that you guys never see, but turns into gold or will gold or maybe just post-it note for later. But Saturday night, I was at the ASN table giving away raffles and for gift bags. We had a glow-in-the-dark double-ended dildo. Again, met some amazing people. The security was top-notch, apparently, at the hotel. And I heard this through the grapevine that there were pastors that showed up, I think four or six, I think it was four, at the hotel on the outside that were giving out Bibles to people that were showing up at the party. So I thought that was kind of funny because then it just reminds me of the story I always tell you. It seems like because we've had so many church sex confessions and I've had them for years on the lines, you know, how those happen, right? And I just kind of, it made me smile a bit that they were giving out. But anyway, not in a bad way. So apparently they just did hand out Bibles. But the party was amazing. I was at the table most of the night. Learned many things about lube and security and met some amazing people. Got spanked by the quote-unquote wooden paddle for the PX party. I guess they go around. And there's, I don't know if it's a member in the party or if it's someone that was just part of the crew and that's the thing they do. They spank and everybody that's got spanked, they sign it. So Bex and I, and that's Bex Pineapple is who I was with, my partner in crime. She was spanked. Of course, she was wearing this whole corset get up. I was just in leather pants and a hot pink bralette that night with a vest. And so, yeah, I don't think my pictures turned out horrible. I am horrible with selfies. So they were very, very, very blurry. But this is what you'll find interesting. And I'll wrap it up because we got to get going here. So that night after the party, because I had to fly, my flight was at 6 a.m. And so I went back. I didn't get to see the closing of the party because I was trying to get back to my room to have some sleep. And lo and behold, I ended up on the open door orgy floor. But I was there before these people got there. So it was very family friendly when I got there. So, well, not all family friendly, but it was a mixture. It definitely wasn't closed off for our party. But I'm telling you, it definitely was. So the open door party, I guess you could just go from room to room and fuck. But not only did they have music playing, so it was club part two. They also had porn playing up and down the halls. So I got no sleep. I was supposed to take a quick nap after I packed really quick. I was going to take like a hour and a half, 2 hour nap before my flight. No. So at the point I went to the airport, I was up for 2 hours or 24 hours, I should say. So that was quite fascinating. But like I said, if you are in the Little Rock area and you, they're a Facebook group. It's invite only, but if you catch wind of a PX party, I met so many first timers there. Definitely go. It's definitely a safe environment to go and meet like-minded people of any fetish. I met a guy that ran around with a baby bottle all weekend or all night, I should say. And I met a woman that was just dabbling into her sexuality or dabbling into her first swingers party, and she was a unicorn. So it was just amazing. It was amazing to see all these people actually touch and reach out to what they desire and be part of something like that. So there are people that go there. You know, there are new people that go there. It's not just for what Hollywood says is deemed for sex people. They're all shapes and sizes there. I'm a plus size girl. You guys have seen me. If you pay attention to Instagram or Twitter, you've seen me. I am a plus size girl. And there's no doubt about it. Could I have gotten? Absolutely. Did I know I was there working? And it just, nothing really clicked with me. So, but here's the thing. And I swear I'm cutting this short and maybe I should have said this earlier. Another announcement. Next weekend, March 1st only. If you're in the Louisville, Kentucky area, I'm going to be at Club Tempted with ASN, Bex, and some few other people. The Pineapple, another pineapple group is invited us out there to do Club Tempted, and I get to meet Club Tempted owners and stuff like that. On the other flip side of it, though, I start filming for the TV show. So that is hence when everything starts. So very exciting things going on over here. Very busy. I'm so far behind from being sick. I thank you for being patient with me. I can't really, really, really thank you so much. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. And how about we get on with it? I think we should. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, this happened a year ago. I'm a woman in my 40s and I work part-time for this smallish mercantile downtown. A friend of mine owns it, so I like to help out a couple nights a week for a few hours. This 20-year-old guy, we'll call him Jacob, is super sweet and is going to college and does this for a little money. He's been stressed out with finals going on and was down in the dumps because his girlfriend decided she didn't want to see him anymore. To top it off, a rude customer kind of ruined his evening. So after they were dealt with, I had a little plan. We had harmlessly flirted a bit with each other over the last couple of months. So after we closed, I told him I had a Christmas gift for him at my car. We trekked out to the parking garage, and as we get to the back seat, I lean against the car and asked him to point blank if he would like a BJ. The poor guy was awestruck. He stammered over his words for a moment before nodding yes. I open the back seat and motion for him to climb in. I pull my top and bra off as we settle in. I tell him he can play with them if he wants. His hands are hungry, pawing, squeezing, and flicking my nipples. He enjoys himself greatly before I start tugging at his slacks to pull him out of his underwear. It's a pretty nice cock, thicker than average, and made me wonder how it'd feel inside me. I start to work on his cock, giving it 100% to really blow his mind. He didn't last 2 minutes. I swallow every drop until he's dry and begging me to stop overstimulation. The garage isn't terribly busy, but the tinted glass keeps us mostly hidden. His mouth falls to my chest, however, and he's not done with me. So I give him better access while he worships me like a goddess. It's not long before he starts swelling up again. So I lower my mouth to the tip, and I swallow him whole. He lasted a bit longer this time, maybe 5 minutes or so, and after he gave me what little seed was left, I told him to pack a condom next time for the full experience. Mary. Well, hello, Mary, giving the gift of giving. I think that's a nice gift, a blowjob. You know, ladies, gentlemen, what do you think? A nice blowjob for Christmas? I don't know too many people that would turn down oral for a Christmas gift. Hell, I wouldn't turn it down any day. Or hour, that is. So, if you were working at work, might as well say, not even a part-time job, and you had a crummy day, and this woman you've kind of been flirting with, or a person you've been flirting with over the last couple of months, tells you they have a gift for you in their car, and then proceeds to ask you if you want oral. Yes? No? I don't know. I'm tempted. I want to say yes. I don't know if I'd be bold enough to tell a man I want to suck his dick. I mean, not, I don't know, after knowing him a couple months, I probably would. In the parking garage? I'm on the fence on that one. I might have to get back to you on it. Who am I kidding? I probably would at least once. And book a hotel for the second. What about you? I'd really like to know. Dear Nikki, I will start out by saying thank you for your podcast. My wife and I listen all the time, and the stories are erotic as fuck. My wife and I have been married for 22 years, and have had some amazing sexy stories. I could probably send you a story every week. I'm a 50-year-old silver fox with a dad bod, 6 foot tall and 220 pounds, solid as a rock with an average-sized cock. I'm married to a mid-40s bombshell that used to be a BBW, but has been working her ass off to become a size 10. I love her no matter her size, but she is confident as fuck now with her body image. I notice so many men turn her heads at the grocery store, and it turns me on so much. She's 5'2 and has amazing 38D boobs, small little tummy, long brown hair, and sultry brown eyes with an amazing booty. Just a few months ago, during a recent pelvic exam, her OBGYN noticed something inside that was not normal. Some scans and tests later determined that she's had a mass inside her uterus. This is not the sexy part of the story, but she's decided to have a hysterectomy, and thankfully, the mass was not cancerous. So she was out of commission for a few months, but blessed that everything was A-OK. After a few weeks of caring for my bride and missing that little chubby, little hairy pussy, she says to me out of the blue, "Hey, honey, I know you need to get laid. I have a few weeks left, so why don't you download an app and let's get you laid?" I was floored. We've swung in the past, but always played together, swapped with couples. No threesomes as of yet. I asked her, "Are you sure?" She replied, "Of course, it'll be fun." I downloaded the app, make my profile, and within a few days, I've had so many choices. I was excited to see what was out there and found me a mature, redheaded bombshell that was local to my area. A few nights of text and photos back and forth, I knew I found my match. She was 5'7 and probably a size 12. Beautiful curves, long, bright red hair, and some legs to die for. We decided to meet up with a new lady and got a hotel room in the city on a Saturday night and stopped at the hotel bar and loosened up. My wife has had some bi experiences in her past, but judging from her recent medical procedure, she was completely out of commission. We told our newfound friend this, and my wife said, "He's all yours for the night, and I'll sit back and watch." A total cuckoldress. After some conversation and some flirty talk, it was time to go up to the penthouse. My wife grabbed her hand, and I followed them up to the top floor. We arrived at the room and all sat down on the couch. We watched some TV, I smoked some weed, and our new friend was sharing a joint with me. I got a good buzz going, and my wife took off her top and got comfortable. Our new redhead goddess got undressed and then came over to undress me. She was, and she traced her tongue all the way down my neck and chest. It didn't take long for me to get rock fucking hard. She pulled down my boxers, out sprang my hard cock. She asked to suck it, and my wife said, "Absolutely." She proceeded to give me some amazing head, and my wife was loving watching me get pleasure. I begged her to stop because she had me on the edge of coming. She reluctantly stopped and laid down on the bed. I climbed over on the top of her on the bed and started licking up and down her legs. And once I got to that pussy, it was bright red and full of hair. The carpet definitely matched the drapes. I started licking the outside of her lips and then tickling around her clit. She moaned and moaned and then finally came, shaking like crazy. I complimented on how well she tasted and had it all over my face. My wife slowly sat down on the bed topless and they shared a kiss. My wife asked if she could have a little taste and put two fingers in that red-haired pussy with a come-hither motion and got her off again rather quickly and then licked her fingers after she came. There was a high back Victorian chair in the room, and my wife walked over and sat down, rubbing her tits and licking her lips, knowing that she was off limits. She sat and watched. I climbed on top of our new friend and started rubbing that wet pussy with my hard cock. I hadn't had any orgasms in what seemed like forever, so I took it slow. She gasped as I went inside that beautiful red mound and watched her eyes roll back into her head. Her gorgeous curves were just too much for me, and those chubby thighs wrapped around my body with every stroke just got tighter and tighter. She begged for me to come inside her, and when she was ready, I shot that big load right inside that beauty. I slowly pulled out and saw the dribbles oozing out, and I looked at my wife, and she was licking her lips. She walked over and grabbed my cock and put it in her mouth, tasting my juices and her juices together. My bride got me hard again and then cleaned up Miss Red and licked her pussy until she came again. I wasn't giving up yet and flipped that redhead over and she begged for me to fuck her ass. I've never had anal sex with anyone, but some lube and all that wetness. She arched her back like no one has ever seen and presented me with that chubby butt, and I went all in. Oh my God, what a feeling. It was so tight, and she was moaning like I have never heard before. I came within 5 minutes. Another huge load. Oh my God, totally erotic. I never thought it would feel like that. We asked her if she would stay the night with us in the penthouse, and she obliged. Her and my wife kissed and made out for a while, and we got some sleep. She woke up at 4 a.m. with the sounds of feeling and warm mouth on my cock, and my wife was rubbing our friend's back and ass while she got me off yet again and swallowed my whole load. She then kissed my wife goodbye and told us she would help me out with our needs anytime I needed her. We will call her when my wife is up and ready for the real thing after her recovery. The moral to the story, though, is the importance to your female OBGYN appointments. I'm so thankful and happy that my wife was diligent about her appointments, and we got the all clear after hysterectomy. I couldn't ever imagine losing her because she is the love of my life. All my prayers were answered praying for her health. Thank you for your podcast, Nikki. I cannot wait to chat and see that new OnlyFans. Love the podcast and keep up the great work. Robert. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Robert. I love this. Quickly, though, OnlyFans still hasn't improved my shit. This is, it's getting beyond pathetic. I'm not the only one. I've talked to several girls that are trying to get on there or expand their reach with other stuff. Like, they already have an account somewhere, so they're trying to put it in OnlyFans as well. I don't know what's going on. So I am moving on, actually. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. I'm moving on to LoyalFans. I've heard really good things about them. So keep an eye out for them. Hopefully by the end of this week, I'll have it up. I want to have it up before next Friday, definitely. So there'll be some pictures there for sure. I'm going to try, and maybe I can do a live feed before I go to the party, not necessarily after the party, because I think it's like 7 to 3 a.m. So I don't think I'll be doing a live show at 3 in the morning, for God's sake. No, I love you all very much, but no. Oh, okay. Back to you, Mr. and Mrs. Robert. Thank you so much. I thank you. I'm blushing over here. I love this. Couples like you are the couples I love to meet, because you can tell the genuineness of the connection of the lifestyle that it brings, the truth and whole of the matter. Not that you haven't been through the ups and downs of the lifestyle and all the emotions that go with it, because it's not a non-drama-free site. It's not a non-roller coaster ride. So it is one of those that you do have to have a solid foundation, not build upon the foundation. So if you have a solid foundation to begin with and you're wanting to explore, absolutely hands down, I think this is a good thing. But again, as the rule says, first thing foremost, communicate, communicate, communicate. And Mrs. Robert, because I don't have a name, kudos to you. And I don't know how you did it. I would be, my pussy would have been dripping and I've been climbing up the walls. There's nothing that gets me hotter than the fact of my lover being that turned on, or the thought of him giving or receiving pleasure. There's just nothing hotter than that. And kudos to you for being very unselfish with that. And then you do get to play a little, and I'm so glad you're healthy. And I cannot wait. I know there's a story coming. I would love to hear the three-way story of you and the redheaded goddess, or any other person that you involved, or people that we involve, you know, absolutely hands down. But kudos to you guys. And you're absolutely right. I had this winter a surgery procedure myself. I didn't have as big as a mass found, but I did have one found. So this winter, when I took a little bit off there, that's because that they did find I didn't have to have a hysterectomy. So I'm not out of commission. So hopefully they're trying to get me to where I don't. But it was all clear for me too. So there you go. Now you know. But kudos, you guys keep playing, keep exploring. That's what makes everything ever so more worth it. And I probably don't have to say that to you guys, right? Oh, and if you guys want to know, absolutely, I would have done this for my lover. Hands down, would not have made him wait the 8 to 10 weeks that you're out of commission for a full hysterectomy. And you kind of made me think, it, like procedure-wise, like I was down for 2 weeks. And he was unable to be here. But definitely, if the option was open, I absolutely would have given him the green light. Though, I'm going to be selfish here. As much as I say that, and it turns me on thinking it and playing it out in my head, here's the thing. As like I was saying to Mrs. Robert, I'm going to call you Jenny. Jenny, that's what we're going to call you. So Jenny, I don't know how you done it, because when I get really worked up and really super horny, I become really needy and cranky. So that would have been part of the talk, saying, okay, we can get you laid because I really want to watch you have sex or whatever we want to do, but I can't do anything. And you know how cranky I get. So that, well, I'm being honest, that would have been completely part of the conversation. So there you go. Dear Nikki, I am a 40-year-old woman who teaches high school. I was in the supermarket last year, and being only 5'4" tall, I couldn't reach an item I needed on the top shelf. I turned around, and there stood a muscular mountain man with his back to me. He was around 6'5", I guessed, tight t-shirt and showing a triangular muscular back with broad shoulders, the most perfect ass I'd ever seen, and arms that are so wonderfully defined. I said, excuse me, and he turned around. My eyes went straight to his chest, and it was even better than how his back looked. And then I heard, hi, Miss Jacobs. I look up into his face of my former student, Michael. The last time I saw him, he was a shy, tall, skinny beanpole. That was 6 years ago, I'd say. He finished school, and then I heard he joined the Navy. He told me he became a Navy diver, and boy, had that changed him for the better. We chatted for a minute, and then he said he needed to get his shopping home to his mom, who was cooking. I told him what I needed him to grab for me, and his beautiful arm reached over me, and he smelt divine. He asked if I'd like to meet him later for a drink. I said, of course, yes, and gave him a number and then left. My body tingled as I watched him walk away. And then he looked back straight into my eyes with a smile that I was hoping for. I'd never been aroused by any of my other students ever until now. When I got home, I was so turned on, I dropped my shopping in the kitchen floor and went straight to my bedroom, undressed, and started caressing my ample breasts while gently stroking my pussy while thinking about Michael's perfect hot body and how handsome and sexy he was. My pussy was saturated. I could feel I was about to come when my phone rang. It was Michael. We talked for a few minutes, arranging to meet. I kept stroking my clit while he talked, and I came while talking to him. I kept it quiet and tried to control my breathing so as not to give my activity away. We met that night at a local bar near my apartment. He was there when I arrived, waiting for me. He looked so hot in his tight shirt and jeans. I already decided I had to fuck him after our phone conversation. I was so turned on. Michael bought us a drink each, and we moved to a booth. We sipped, chatted. He looked deeply into my eyes as we talked. All I could think about was, what was his cock like? If his cock was half as good as his body, it would be magnificent. I wanted it desperately. His manner was totally flirtive, and we talked for nearly an hour. When Michael asked if he could ask me a personal question, I said, of course. He said he could hear me heavy breathing on the phone, and he thought it might have been from my carrying groceries until he heard me whisper in a moment of silence on the call. His eyes never left mine. I should have felt embarrassed, but I sensed he knew what I was doing, and it turned me on. So I asked, what do you think I was doing, Michael? Without hesitation, Michael leaned towards me and replied in a sensual whisper, I think you were masturbating, Miss Jacobs. I think you had an orgasm when you said my name. Don't be embarrassed, he said. I think about you all the time when I'm alone, Miss Jacobs. I always have. This confession drove me wild. I leaned forward and passionately kissed my former student and said, I want you to come home with me right now and fuck me, Michael. That would be a dream come true, Miss Jacobs, he replied. I told him to call me by my Christian name, but he told me he wanted to call me Miss Jacobs until he'd come inside me for the first time. My pussy was drenched by this point. If we didn't move soon, I would want to fuck him on the table right then and there. I could feel myself losing all control, and I loved that feeling. We arrived at my apartment, the door shut, and he kissed me deeply, feeling my ass in my thong and panties. I could feel his hard cock pressing against me. It was substantial, and I wanted it. I pushed Michael against the wall, knelt in front of him, undid his jeans to reveal the most beautiful cock I'd ever seen. 8 or 9 inches. A nice thickness and neatly trimmed. No pubic hair. That made him look simply beautiful. I kissed the head of this magnificent cock and the took it in my mouth. Oh, Miss Jacobs, I heard my young stud groan. I took him deeper and deeper into my mouth. It was the biggest cock I've ever had. I don't want it at all. I sucked my former student divine cock what seemed like for seconds, but it turned out to be 20 minutes. I was totally engrossed worshiping his beautiful dick. Next, he helped me stand, and while Michael kissed me long and deeply, I felt his hands on my pussy up my dress. He stroked me teasingly through my panties, and then he knelt down in front of me. I felt his hands slide up my thigh and caress my ass. We gazed into each other's eyes as he slid my panties off. Next, I found my right leg over his shoulder, and my ex-student was licking my clit and burying his mouth in my pussy. It was ecstasy. He inserted a finger inside me, and he knew just where to rub while his tongue worked its magic on my clit. My body erupted in orgasm. Fuck me now, Michael, I cried out. I need you to fuck me right now with this. My young lover stood up and stared into my eyes as he removed his shirt and his by now pulled down jeans. His naked body was magnificent and made me gasp. Michael pulled my dress off over my head and raised his arms. He then removed my bra. Michael then picked me up and carried me to my bedroom and said, I was always told to do what my teacher told me to do. Michael lowered me to the bed with his powerful arms. I instinctively opened my legs wide for my lover. His cock was so big and hard. I ached to feel it in my pussy. I wanted every inch of it. He looked down at me and told me I was the sexiest and most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. He said my body was way hotter than he dreamed. My pussy was dripping and aching for his cock. Fuck me, Michael. Please fuck me now. With that, Michael slid his hard cock inside me. I could feel it stretching my dripping cunt, but it felt heavenly. He fucked me with every increasing strokes in depth and speed until I was groaning in the most pleasurable fuck of my life. He fucked me in positions I'd never have thought of, and his stamina was unbelievable. I couldn't get enough. And his magnificent cock bottomed out inside me constantly. I knew I was addicted to his cock after one fuck. I lost count of orgasms I had and was now desperate to taste him, and I told him so. The power of his fucking me increased, and I could see in his face he was close. He stared into my eyes, and I felt his beautiful cock heaving inside me as he called out in ecstasy. Oh, Miss Jacobs, you're divinely beautiful. And my pussy filled with the biggest load of cum I'd ever experienced. I thought our first fuck was over, but then he moved down and started licking my well-fucked cunt, which brought me to an orgasm again. Before I knew it, I felt his still hard cock filling me again. I tasted his delicious cum as he passionately kissed me. I'd never experienced something so hot in my life. We didn't sleep much that night, and we fucked more that night and over the following couple of weeks than I had in years. 6 months have now passed, and we get together on weekends and twice a month. I either fly to where he's based, or we meet somewhere else. In that time, I've gone from being his teacher to being a student, his lover, and his whore. I love it, But that's for another story. Rose. P.S. He only calls me Miss Jacobs now when he's been a naughty boy, and I have to discipline him. Well, hello, Rose. How are we? Oh, my. I'm 5'2", so when you can find a divinely tall man in a grocery store, and he's divinely sexy, and he is, you know, a silver fox in my case, I definitely need anything on the top shelf. I don't care if it's clam juice, and I have no recipes for clam juice. By God, I need that clam juice. Or seasoning. I may never use it, but by God, every time I look at that in my cabinet, I'm going to remember the divine God that I had reached. Oh dear, did I reveal a secret? So none of my, well, maybe one, K2, have definitely do that. But Rose, I have to tell you, yours may have been a Navy man. Mine was an Air Force man. And divinely, you're right, expertise of depth and angles and positions of cock and the things he taught me and could still teach me. Oh my. Oh dear. Yeah. Rose, you and I could probably have a cup of coffee and take up a couple afternoons of filling definitely sexual positions in their stamina. Maybe we should do that. Oh dear. You have me blushing over here, Miss Jacobs. Just saying. Oh my, I love this. I finally find it insanely hot. And as much as I'm not into younger men, I have to say, Rose, I probably, with the way you described him being really tall, because that's an Achilles heel for me as well. Tall, drink of water, but it's not too hard for us, Rose. We're 5'2 and 5'4. Definitely, that's my, you know, so yeah. Definitely probably would have let him take me anyway. He wanted to take me in the car, forest bed, well, maybe a blanket, at least on a rock, on a hiking trail, maybe. Not today. I'm still out of breath from being sick, but still, you get my drift. I don't even know where to begin on this because you guys are still fucking. I'm going to need more details. I expect more details, Miss Jacobs. Get right on that. You Bremen proper little slut. I love this. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm going to have to go masturbate after this. I don't even know. This is definitely a yes for me. I hope it's a yes for everybody else. Whatever situation you would find yourself in to make it a yes in this situation. But hands down, yes. And I'm a lost for words. So, Rose, Miss Jacobs, thank you for that. I can't wait to hear more. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day since I'm all flustered from Miss Jacobs and Mr. and Mrs. Robert, or Jenny as we're calling her, has been completely flustered over here. Oh, don't forget, if you're in the Louisville area next Friday, I will be at Club Tempted. I think the party's from like 7 to 3 a.m. So yeah, I'm going to try to go live. I'll definitely have details next week if the Loyal Fans is up and running and details. I should have a LinkedIn and all my social media be changed. So if you follow me on social media on Instagram and Twitter or X or whatever the hell we're calling it now, it's dnikki162. So pretty simple. I'm trying to keep it pretty simple across the board when I sign up for stuff so you can find me there. But I'll be definitely doing a link tree with all my links and stuff and working on, because I really don't know all my dates of my appearances yet, and I know they're coming at last minute, and I totally just completely sorry for that. But hopefully next week or when I come back from Louisville, I will have dates, times, and places I'm appearing that's for the TV show. So I'll have that all marked properly, hopefully, right? And in closing, hello lover, why don't you come over and show me that nice cock of yours and rail me four ways to Sunday. I did ask you to fuck me four times in an hour this morning. You did accept. So, come on over. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fabulous rest of your week.